This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres made an impassioned plea for peace during an emergency special session of the Security Council at UN headquarters in New York, urging immediate action to de-escalate the crisis in Iran following the US military strikes on the Islamic Republic's nuclear facilities, calling for urgent efforts to prevent dangers of retaliation and deeper conflict in the region. Guterres said, "We cannot and must not give up on peace.
We face a stark choice. One path leads to wider war, deeper human suffering, and serious damage to the international order. The other leads to de-escalation, diplomacy, and dialogue. We know which path is right, and I urge this Council and all Member States to act with reason, restraint, and urgency. We cannot and must not give up on peace."
Addressing the session under the agenda, item threats to international peace and security, he warned that the U.S. attack on Iran was a perilous turn to the deteriorating situation in the region. He condemned the military escalation, emphasizing the dire consequences of a potential cycle of retaliation, and stressed the need to protect civilians and ensure safe maritime navigation. Under Operation Sindhu, more than 1,800 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran and Israel so far. Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita welcomed a group of 285 Indian nationals who arrived in New Delhi last night on a special flight from Ashhad of Iran. He said that 1,713 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran under Operation Sindhu so far. He informed that 2 to 3 more flights have been scheduled from Iran for the next 2 days. Mr. Margarita added that the ministry is in constant contact with all Indian nationals residing in Iran and Israel.
Total number of evacuated Indian nationals from Iran stands now at 1,713, and we have scheduled 2-3 more flights from Iran for the next 2 days. And the same way, we are in constant contact with all our Indian nationals residing there in Iran and Israel also.
As part of the ongoing operation, the Indian Embassy in Iran has been assisting large number of Indian nationals in moving from areas seeing increased hostilities to relatively safer areas within the country and evacuate them using the available options. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi arrived in Moscow to hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin and other senior officials following the military aggression by the United States. Responding to a question in a news briefing at a conference in Istanbul, Turkey, yesterday, Araghchi said both countries enjoy a strategic partnership and always consult with each other and coordinate their positions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting on combating Naxalism in Raipur last evening. Directors General of Police and senior officials of 7 left-wing extremism-affected states, namely Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Jharkhand and Odisha, participated in the meeting. Mr. Shah reiterated that the country will be free from Naxalism by March 31st next year.
31-3-2026 ये देश नक्सलवाद से मुक्त हो जाएगा. जिस तरह से सुरक्षा बलों ने पराक्रम किया है, हमारी सूचना एजेंसियों ने सटीक रणनीति बनाई है, हमें लक्ष्य को सिद्ध कर रहेंगे. मैं छत्तीसगढ़ वासियों को कहकर जाता हूँ कि हर बार बारिश में नक्सली थोड़ा आराम कर लेते थे, इस बार बारिश में भी हम उनको सोने नहीं देंगे और 31 दिन के लक्ष्य को हम आगे बढ़ाएंगे.
The counting of votes is underway for the by-elections to 5 assembly seats in 4 states. The counting is taking place in Gujarat for Visavdar and Kadi constituencies. Votes are also being counted for Nilambur seat in Kerala, the Kaliganj in West Bengal and the Ludhiana West in Punjab. In squash, Anahat Singh and Abhay Singh will lead the Indian challenge at the Asian Squash Doubles Championship 2025, which gets underway at the Arena Emas in Johor, Malaysia today. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Gujarat, Madhya Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Assam and Bihar today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.